SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
During an Orthodox Christian festival, gunmen struck, launching coordinated attacks on the cities of Derbent and Mahajkala in Russia's mainly Muslim Dagestan region. Along with two Orthodox churches, two synagogues and a police post were also attacked. The Russian Jewish Congress says the attackers struck less than an hour before evening prayers, using Molotov cocktails to set the buildings on fire. At least 20 people are dead, including civilians, a priest and police officers. The governor of Dagestan, Sergei Melikov, says an official warning period has been declared. He visited what remained of the church and synagogue in Derbent in the aftermath of what he called terrorist attacks.
It is a tragedy for Dagestan, and not only for Dagestan, but for our entire country. Unprecedented in their cruelty, terrorist attacks were committed against religious sites in the capital of Dagestan, Makhachkala, and our ancient city of Derbent.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Russia's security services claim the intelligence services of Ukraine and NATO countries may have orchestrated the attacks. Mr. Melikov says an investigation is underway to find the culprits, adding he has no doubt that Islamist sleeper cells are behind what happened.
Subsequent operational search and investigative measures will be carried out until all participants in these sleeper cells are identified. And of course, they'd been preparing for this, including from abroad. I'd like to ask all of you to remain calm. The situation is now under the control of the government authorities and law enforcement agencies.
Russia's anti-terrorist committee says five gunmen have been eliminated, and local state media is reporting a Dagestani official has been detained over his son's involvement in the attacks. The incident comes almost 3 months after the affiliate of the Islamic State group, the ISK, claimed responsibility for a mass shooting at a Moscow concert hall. It was the deadliest attack on Russian soil in years. The suspects arrested for the Moscow shooting were members of the ISK from Tajikistan. Kremlin critics say the latest attacks show the cost of distraction, with President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine taking up his focus. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov rejects the idea that Russia has lost control of what's happening in Dagestan. He says Mr. Putin's thoughts are with those who've been impacted by the shootings.
President Vladimir Putin expresses deepest condolences to all of those who lost their relatives, both in Crimea in a missile attack, and to relatives and close ones of those who died in Dagestan. Appropriate help will be provided to everyone, and of course, help is being provided by health service now to all of those who have been impacted.
Gregory Shvedov is the editor of the Caucasian Knot, which reports on the region. He's told SBS Russian the attacks resemble previous attacks on churches and synagogues in Dagestan.
I believe that looks like an attack of terrorists, which have been organizing attacks of that kind in Dagestan many times over many years. For more than 20 years, Caucasian Knot is recording those attacks, and a lot of them look quite similar. For example, attacks on churches, Orthodox churches, have been happening in Dagestan earlier.
Dagestan has long been beset by violence from armed insurgents, with an escalation in the early 2000s. Its location between the Black Sea and Caspian Sea means it acts as a border between Europe and Asia. About 95% of the population identifies as Muslim, according to Russian government statistics, with the region also home to more than 30 recognised ethnic groups. Ricardo Valer is the director of research at the Khorasan Diary, a non-partisan centre that monitors the activity of militants and extremists in the region. He claims the IS group and other armed groups have been discussing the opportunity that Russia's war in Ukraine presents for them.
The Islamic State, and especially the Khorasan branch, the one in Afghanistan and Pakistan, based there, in their magazines, in English language and in Pashto language, but also recently in the Tajik language one, they have been writing articles, all articles, about how Ukraine is the so-called, as they call it, black hole for the West and Russia, meaning that while the West and Russia is focusing their attention in Ukraine, jihadists can take advantage of this situation and strike.
In the early 2000s, Dagestan saw near daily attacks on police and other authorities that were blamed on militant extremists. The violence has abated in recent years, but in a sign that extremist sentiments still run high in the region, mobs rioted at an airport there in October 2023, targeting a flight from Israel. That event challenged the Kremlin's narrative that ethnic and religious groups coexist in harmony in Russia. Harold Chambers is a political and security analyst on the North Caucasus.
The authorities' response initially was significantly more than we have seen in the past, but still lacking, particularly with response time. They were definitely caught off guard by this attack, which is authorities in Dagestan and federally have been repeatedly. So what we are seeing here is still this disconnect between Russian counterterrorism capability and what the terrorists' capability is inside of Russia.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.